Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the High Vibe Tribe podcast. I'm Marcy Newman, your host, and delighted, thrilled, honored, joyful to have with me today my dear friend, Dr. Brandi Victory. Brandi, welcome to the High Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
You know, I have to just tell our audience, and I'm sure I'll have a number of stories to share with them as we're speaking as well, but I know Brandi from the days that I lived in Boulder area, and we just became like fast friends. And I know that all of you listening know that feeling when you meet someone.
Marcy, did we lose you?
Yeah, you know, you meet somebody and you can feel your heart just reaching out to them, expanding and connecting with their energy. And that's exactly how I met Brandi and what I felt when I was in her energy field. So I'm pretty certain you're going to feel that same way. She comes from such a genuine and beautiful open heart space, and she truly is here as a healer to help each and every one of us. So I'd like to tell you a little bit more about her background, and then we're just going to dive in because I know that Brandi has an awful lot to share with you. So Brandi is a doctor of chiropractic, and I love how you say can certainly adjust your hip for you. And I think actually this morning, Brandi, that would be great. I wish you were here with me. but Brandi has so many techniques and modalities that she uses in her work. But she went to the Texas Chiropractic College, has studied with multiple mentors in deepening her chiropractic work and nutritional studies. And this is one of the things that I think makes Brandi so unique. She has studied with Dr. Eric Berg with body restoration technique, Dr. Mortar with bioenergetic synchronization technique, Art Running Bear, a Native American Apache shaman, which doesn't surprise me at all, and Dr. Rhonda Nelson and Dr. Michael Gaeta for functional medicine and nutrition. She's been a chiropractor for 21 years and has practiced functional medicine for 13 years. Now, what I also want you to know is that Brandi leads the movement in helping women to heal from autoimmunity, chronic fatigue, and fibromyalgia so that they can access their greatest potential. This is phenomenal. And as we know that there are many, many women who unfortunately have experienced the complications of autoimmune and chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia issues. So this is really, really essential right now. But how she does this is she utilizes functional blood chemistry and then develops a personalized supplement protocol, as well as practices intuitive spiritual healing, neuro-emotional work, and the shamanistic healing modalities that are essential for having a full-bodied, mind, spirit approach to healing. She also has a very strong focus on nutrition. And I love that you also coach women to their greatness by helping them to access their own innate healing potential. And this is such a gift that you bring to us all. So I want to welcome you officially, Brandi, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I want to talk about this customized approach that you have to people. And I remember sitting in a cafe many, many years ago, and you telling me about developing this program and all of the intricacies and details of it, and how you were so excited to be bringing this to the world. And so first off, kudos for having achieved that, number one, you know, bringing that dream to life, physical manifestation, and how it now is serving so many people. But could you tell our audience exactly like how, when you're working with someone, and so much of it is this work as an intuitive healer, how do you choose which modalities? How do you choose which details go into all of that programming that you create for someone on such a customized level?
Well, thank you, Marcy. That's a great question. And the most succinct answer would be, I'm told.
I'm just told.
I'm just told what to do. I'm just the messenger. However, there are some things that I do in an evaluatory process to determine what it is, what path, what direction we're going to go, and what we're going to integrate into this healing process. So the first thing would be like asking the person what it is they're looking to get out of this relationship, because I need to know what their goal is so I can help create a path. The second thing is to figure out where they're starting. And that's on a physiological level and a neuro-emotional spiritual level. Like, where are they starting? Because if we don't know where we're starting, although most people have a goal, they're like, yeah, I want to lose 20 pounds or I want to be out of pain, but they don't really have an idea of they don't have clarity on where they're starting. And so I have multiple things that I do with people to figure that out through questionnaires, having a conversation with them to see what their current practices and mental mindset are and their spiritual practice and all these kinds of things. And so one of the things that I really love in using, because it's such a great reflection that people can understand, is something called a nutrition analysis graph. And this nutrition analysis graph is a basically 400 question questionnaire that it's pretty extensive. And they fill this questionnaire out and it gives us a graph, and the graph shows us which organ systems are out of balance based on their symptoms. And this is really handy because then people can go, oh, I can see it's actually my pituitary gland that's out of balance, not so much my thyroid. And so when they get that kind of aha, then we can start to specialize and personalize and have a more tailored approach to their healthcare. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm so impressed that you were even able to put together a 400-word questionnaire. Well, I mean 400-question questionnaire. I mean, that is remarkable.
Yeah, thank you. I can't take credit for putting that together. However, it is
still, you know, being able to analyze that information is really exceptional. Whether you put the questionnaire together or not, unfortunately, I think with the way conventional medicine has evolved, you know, very often every appointment, right, with a doctor is limited in what can be shared. And so the fact that you give your patients, you know, the opportunity to share this information, I think is amazing.
Yeah, thank you. You know, and it's really important for patients to start to understand that, you know, things like opening windows in closed rooms, yawning, you know, these are actually symptoms, and people don't recognize it as symptoms because we're not taught in our culture to pay attention to the subtleties, that they mean something.
So what you're actually doing then is creating a new level of conscious mindfulness for your patients in understanding how everything is connected. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal.
Wow. So this is where your whole concept of, you know, bringing each person then back into their own healing capacity is so powerful.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Tell me something. I know you use the term biohacking with your work. What does that mean?
Ah, thank you for asking that. Yeah, you know, biohacking is a male-dominated industry right now. And I'm breaking the mold on that.
You go, girl.
Thank you. There's a few of us women out there that I'm starting to connect with. I'm like, yes, finally. Because there's, you know, the biohacking world is more about how do we hack our biology and or our system, let's just say that. How do we hack our system so that we can optimize our well-being, so that we can have a more vital approach to life rather than, you know, going downhill? The experience that most people, especially in America, are having is that, oh, well, as soon as you crest 50 or 60, you start going downhill and you get joint pain and that's just the way it is. And I'm going to be just like my mom or my grandma and they had cancer. So I'm probably going to be having cancer and I'm going to sit in a wheelchair and drool till I die.
Yikes. That's not a pretty picture.
No, that's what most people are figuring is going to happen to them, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But
how often? And you know what? I love that you brought that up, because there is this subconscious connection that we have. And it all comes from conditioning, right? Where there are these familial tendencies we are taught to believe in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's kind of a sad situation, but at least we're waking up to it and mm-hmm. coming to realize that we have more choice and power than we've been taught. And that's what the biohacking world is about optimizing our lives so that we can live and move and breathe and have more fun and have more grace and have more energy as we age.
Now, that's a whole interesting concept, that we can actually have more as we age.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Yeah, like that's brand new.
Why not?
Yeah, like, okay, we can have more as we age. You know, I mean, that opens up a whole world of possibilities, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it does. It changes things quickly.
It is definitely a game changer. So, all right. So the biohacking is connected then to recognizing these subconscious patterns, then the components of healing and how they manifest. Is that basically what you're doing?
So what I'm bringing to the biohacking world is that, yeah, is looking at part of it anyway, of what I'm bringing is looking at the subconscious patterns, the programs, the belief systems, the habits, the addictions, the things that are stored in the subconscious that cause us to stay stuck in pattern or to cause us to live out our old traumas or all our family story.
It's really amazing when you think about it, because, you know, we are so vulnerable to that subconscious that is, you know, constantly feeding us false information. One of the things that sort of jumped into my mind as you were speaking is the power of a program, you know, in teaching our children how they get to use their own power in creating how they want to experience their lives. And that includes even, of course, you know, how they are present in it, how they can heal their own bodies, you know, how they can utilize the power of their mind, their heart. And I was just thinking, if we could start to teach that at a very young age, what a different world we would be living in.
No kidding. No kidding.
Tell me about the shaman's approach to all of this. This really fascinates me. I love that you have that training and that experience. Is that more connected to your intuitiveness, or is there a physical and mental component to it?
Oh, I would say all of the above.
Okay.
You know, from a native perspective, everything is energy. We'll start there. Everything is energy. Everything is energy condensed down into matter. So all matter has an energetic blueprint. And if that matter, be it your body, be it a relationship, be it a table, or even like a blueprint to a home, if you want to build a new home and you give the contractor your blueprint, and he builds the home, and you go look at your home after it's built, and you're like, oh, wait, but where's the master bathroom? And he shows you the blueprint. It's like, there's no master bathroom in here.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, crap. Well, I really need
literally
a master bathroom, right? So, you know, we can redraw the blueprint, have him reconstruct the home and do the things that need to be done. And everything in our physical world has an energetic blueprint. So where is it in our quote unquote blueprint that needs a rewrite, that needs a rebuild, a redraw, a do-over, if you will, so that we can move out of the confines of the physical experience that we're having, if regardless if it's digestive issues, autoimmunity, relationship issues, weight, excess weight, whatever it is, those are all symptoms of a bigger problem. And from a more native approach, the bigger problem lies in the energetics and the consciousness.
So tell me something. When you're working with your patients, do they know that you are using these shamanic aspects in your work with them?
I tell people, mm-hmm. I tell you, right? And you tell people.
And we're telling an awful lot of people right now.
Yeah, and I'm happy to share that information. I'm not sure that it, for most Americans who've never been experienced in that way or have connection with a native, I don't know that they understand the true depth of that, what that means when I'm working with them, but I just hope that it comes across in their healing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have to share an experience that I had actually this morning, and I was sitting in on a online group, and there was a woman also who was a shaman. And she led us through a meditation, and I had this very clear image of myself as the shaman walking in the forest with a black bear on my right side, mm-hmm. with a pouch at my waist. And I was clearly, you know, like collecting herbs and things that I needed for my medicine. And so to have you here with me today, and to know that you have integrated this so beautifully into your practice, I know that there are no coincidences. Mm. And the energy that I'm feeling is one where this road needs to be opened.
Mm.
This information needs to become more commonplace, where we need to start talking about this, because this is, you know, the true medicine of Gaia, right? And all of the elements coming together that we know are always here for us to draw upon energetically, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And so I think the reason I ask that question is, if you tell your patients, is that I think that there is an important aspect of us at this new level where we can share that information and create a foundation for a reawakening to it. You know, I think the shaman has been sort of long kept in the shadows, right? And it's something that is of the mysterious, of magic. And I think that that has scared people. What I think is so powerful about what you do is this beautiful, like it's a beautiful orchestration. I mean, I, you know, like you're that conductor with the baton in your hand, and you have all of these incredible parts of your orchestra. And one of those is really that whole shamanistic approach, because it opens worlds that we don't even know exist on a regular basis.
Thank you.
So I want to applaud you for having integrated that into your practice. And I would love to hear sometime in the future back from you about how people start to, you know, what their response is to that.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to have that conversation.
Yeah. You know, I think I've been in this work for nearly 45 years. And I remember back in the early 70s, I was a young woman graduating from nursing school and graduating from seminary at the same time, where I was ordained as a spiritualist minister. So I was trained in hands-on healing, mediumship, and channeling. And of course, you know, I mean, think about that, back in the 70s, right? Nobody talked about those things. And in fact, I often laugh. We couldn't even have discussions outside of the seminary because nobody had any idea what we were talking about. And even mediums were looked upon as, you know, the work of the devil. My mother, you know, said that to me on a couple of occasions.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah. But I look at where we are now. And frankly, you can't go to the deli without having a conversation. I can be in a grocery line, right? And some kind of conversation will take place where we're talking about esoteric principles, universal law, something. Yeah. And I can't help but wonder if this isn't the time of the shaman.
Well, it definitely feels like there's a huge awakening that's happening right now. And I think as a culture, we're recognizing that our quote unquote healthcare system isn't really much of a healthcare system. It's a great crisis care system. Don't get me wrong. If I have a heart attack, yeah, or break my leg, I definitely want to be there. And what I also know is that they're not well equipped for health care, for wellness care, for health optimization and prevention.
So yeah, I think that this new awareness is open to recognizing that, first off, you know, we've had this knowledge all along, right? This is not new. This is ancient information that somehow was bastardized, almost, you know, left to be in the shadows, which tells me how powerful it is. Because if it was so powerful that there was so much fear of it actually being utilized in a general population, it can be the only reason that it was squashed down to remain in the shadows.
I hear you on that.
So how much of what you teach also, you know, what you offer to your patients is encouraging them to develop a spiritual practice that is perhaps different than their religious practice?
Yeah. So thank you for asking that. You know, there's spirituality and religion are two different things, although they're integrated. You know, religion is somewhat dogmatic. It has a structure. It was created by man, and to give a foundation or a container for what is to be a spiritual practice. However, a lot of times those containers are limited in such a way that it creates limitation. It creates limitation, and then we lose sight of what a deep spiritual practice can be in the container of religion. At least that's been my experience. I know for me, I was raised Episcopalian. I was an altar kid. I was lighting the candles and pouring the wine and doing the readings and playing the handbells. And I loved it, loved it. But I got to a point where I was asking questions no one could answer. So I stepped away from the church and began exploring. And so what I came to found was there is validity and benefit and light in all of the teachings, Hinduism, Buddhism, like it doesn't even matter. The Quran, they all have something beautiful to share. And so I personally don't follow one path. I like to imbibe in all of them. And I think it helps me with my perspective on life really well. But then when it comes to spirituality, that's really about you and your connection to God, source, love, light, whatever you want to call it, universal creation with a capital UC. We can call it whatever we want to call it, but then when we name it, we limit it, right? So it's the nameless one that we're connected to, that yeah. We're an expression of. We're like a spark of light of creation expressed through our bodies as us. And when we can actually remember that, and we can embody that, when we can live from that remembrance, then our life is a purposeful, light-filled, beautiful experience, even through the challenges. So that's where I try to get my patients to go.
Amazing. Really amazing. Are there any particular recommendations that you give people to develop this spiritual practice? Does it involve ritual in any way? Because I know a lot of people connect with ritual.
Yes, absolutely. So it does, I encourage people to do ritual, but they don't have to do ritual. I encourage people to meditate, and that's probably something they're going to have to do if they want to. And at least that's how I know how to help you get there. And it doesn't mean you have to sit in front of an altar on a mat for, an hour a day. It could be you take a walk in nature without your headphones, without your cell phone, without your music, without anyone else, and connecting to creation that way. So there's all different kinds of ways. Maybe it's just with your breath. I teach different types of breath work so people can connect with their breath. Because a lot of people are like, oh, I can't meditate. Well, it's just that you haven't learned how to meditate appropriately for your type of personality. So I help people figure out how to make that connection in their own way.
So everything about your program is really customized to that person.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You realize like how astounding this is, right? I mean, somebody in the conventional medical field, which, I think chiropractic, right, certainly is. There was a time also that was kept in the shadows, but certainly the recognition that it deserves. And it's just amazing, amazing, amazing to me, like how many different aspects of your medicine you're able to put together to benefit your patient. How does it relate then to your ability and their ability, I guess, sort of in partnership in terms of finding, like the root cause of their issues? Or is that even something that you work towards?
It's always what I work towards because, like if you've got weeds in your garden and you take a weed whacker and whack them down, those weeds are going to come back. But if you go out there and you pull them at the root, the weed is going to be gone, right? So if we can like really get to the root of someone's condition, then we can actually help them recover. And it's just such a beautiful thing to see people come to that place within themselves and to recognize that they have the power to overcome it. I know when I was really sick when I was younger, I had bipolar manic depression, autoimmunity, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. Like the list just goes on and on. Seriously, it was terrible. I was planning my death, literally wanted to die.
And wow.
It was a terrible place to be. And the doctors kept telling me, you're going to be on your medication for the rest of your life. Get used to it. But there was this deep internal place within me that was like, my problem isn't a lack of medication. So this doesn't make any sense to me. And so I kept trying to find my way and find my way and find my way. And through a series of circumstances and meeting these amazing doctors and healers and angels in my life and figuring and helping, having been helped to find my way out of that darkness, I came to realize that, you know, when we have excess weight and we go on a diet, that's treating a symptom. When we have joint pain and we take anti-inflammatory, that's treating a symptom. So we often are just taught in this culture that we just treat symptoms, which is never going to get, it's like whacking the weed down, right? The problem's still there. And so I've spent the last 20 whatever years of my life trying to figure out how to reach into the deeper aspects of healing from the perspective that everything is energy. And if we can go in and shift the blueprint on a condition like fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue or joint pain, then we can resolve that root cause.
I mean, that is a very bold statement.
That's the way
you actually have just catapulted us from this sort of abstract image, right, of what's possible into creating an image of such clarity. It's more than possible.
Yeah.
Would you say that each of us has this potential?
Oh, absolutely.
To heal so, you know, wholly.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It is innate in every single person. It's part of our creative potential. It's there. We've just been taught that it's not. So we don't realize it. But if you cut your arm, it heals.
Right.
And you're not limited to your skin. That happens to your bones if you break it. And that happens to every single tissue. We just have to get to the root cause of the condition so we can clear it so that the system can heal and be renourished and come back to its proper working order. And so that light and life force energy and healing potential can flow through that system or that organ so that the healing happens. And it's not limited to your skin when you cut it.
So do you ever have anyone come in, Brandy, that you have to convince them that this is their own potential and actually teach them how to claim that for themselves? Do you ever have people come in who are confused and think that, you know, there they are with you and you're going to do everything for them?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Thank you. And there's multiple answers to that. So yes, they come in confused. No, I don't convince. So, and yes, I help people wake up to and remember that truth within themselves because it's inside all of us. We've just forgotten or mm-hmm. It's been programmed out of us. So it's really, my job is to help you remember your truth. But there's no convincing. I mean, I know when I was younger, I was like, I want to help everyone. And so everyone walks in my office, but are they ready for it? Not necessarily. So that was a lot of learning to be done on my part. And so now I've gotten very clear about the type of people that I want to work with who are ready for the work. Please show them the way to me if this is the appropriate path for them. And if I can help them, please do. And then people show up in the oddest ways to my practice and they're absolutely ready for it. And so I don't have to convince anyone of anything. I just want to open the door and help them remember that they too are included in this healing potential and this creative process here on this planet.
Well, I don't know about our audience, but I'm feeling all kinds of God bumps coming up and down. And just, I am filled with this energy that, I mean, it's going beyond hope, right? I'm feeling so excited about the medicine that you're bringing to the world.
Well, thank you, Marcy.
And all of its potential and how many people will be enlightened by stepping into this opportunity that's being placed in front of them.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's a, you know, I have this energy rush going on of such recognition that what you're bringing is of a high vibrational frequency. Of course, you're here in the high vibe tribe. And and kind of that we're at this precipice. This clearly is new world medicine that you've been practicing for a long time. And how blessed we all are that you have all those years of experience and deep wisdom. And of course, your trainings that allowed you to look beyond the conventional treatments and to integrate so many different modalities, including going back to your roots as a shaman. And being, I just got another whole rush of God bumps there. And just how important this re-entry is into this world.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So I hate to say it, but our time together is almost at an end here. All right. So first off, do you have any particular programs that you would like to invite people to join in so that they can start to reorient their whole consciousness, their mindfulness, their subconsciousness, and tap into what is available and their own true potential?
Absolutely. Thank you, Marcy. Yeah, I have a program. I have multiple. I have group programs and I have more of a concierge one-to-one program for people who are looking for that. But the easiest way to kind of get started and get your toes wet, if this, because I think a lot of what we talked about today can be like, what is she talking about here? Maybe not with your community, but for the average American, so, you know, an easy way to get started is to join into the Uplevel Your Health VIP program. So, you know, that's for people who've been feeling exhausted and they don't have the energy to do what they love. Then maybe they feel like they're aging faster than they should be. And they're just tired of feeling sick and tired and want to get back to life. The Uplevel Your Health VIP program, I send out monthly empowerment packs. And so there are packs of videos and tools and resources for people to use throughout the month to support their systems and their well-being seasonally. So one of the things that I like to do is break down each season, give my patients and the people who are in my programs systems to follow for the season, because what we need in the winter is different than what we need in the summer. And so often people are like, well, I'm going to do that diet I did last summer, or I'm going to do that cleanse I did last summer in the winter, and it doesn't work for them. And there's truth, there's real reason why. A lot of what I share is based in Chinese medicine. And so what we know is that, like in the winter right now, we need to be supporting anything that has to do with the element of water. So our bladder, our kidneys, our bones. I'm on a bone protocol myself right now to support my bones, because I want to prevent osteoporosis, if I can possibly do that, rather than wait till I have it to try to turn it around, because that's a really sucky road to go down. So the monthly empowerment packs are full of weight loss and health hacks and biohacking hacks and improving immunity hacks, things like that. And each week I go live. So there's a live training where you can actually ask me questions and get feedback and coaching. And I give, I give different interviews, like on my own podcast. My podcast is called The Ultimate Biohack for Women. And so I do interviews in there as well. There's journaling prompts, there's worksheets, there's guided meditation and movement practices. There's all kinds of things in there. And it's really, really inexpensive to get started, because I just wanted to make sure that, I know with functional health, it can be extremely expensive for some people to access it. And I want to make sure that people have the ability to access the information without having to be of a certain socioeconomic status.
It just sounds amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And our listeners, I want you to really sit up and listen in here, because what Brandy is really talking about is giving you full support on a monthly basis and having access to her. So you're actually creating this blueprint, right? Yeah. For them to follow.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, on a month-to-month basis, do this.
You know? Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, do this. Support yourself. This is how you can show up in your own life in a greater way. And could I just ask, like, how much is that program?
That is $27 a month. So it's very simple to get started. You can cancel anytime.
My Lord.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think we have a special for your group here.
Which is so exciting. Tell us.
So instead of the $27 a month, it's $20 for your first month. So you get a $7 discount on that first month. If you get in there and you pay your $20 and you don't love it, you can cancel it. And then after that, it's $27 a month. But you get your first month for $20, which is really exciting.
That's such a wonderful gift, because it gives you the opportunity to test it out for yourself, right?
Right.
And it's really fantastic. I would like to, so we're going to use a special code, right, for our people who come through this program so that they get that discount?
We sure are.
Okay. So let's make it, because this is the High Vibe Tribe podcast, let's make that code HV as in victory, HVT. So everyone, when you go to your checkout page and you want, of course, your $20 month sort of test drive through Brandy's program, put in the code HVT, and that will take you right to that wonderful gift of $7 off your first month, which is really very generous of you. Thank you so much, Brandy.
Absolutely. I don't want anyone to say no, you know? I mean, it's like, not to me, but to themselves. It's like, okay, I know if you're listening to this, something's inside you going, oh, I'm just looking for something, or I need support in some way, right? And so the question is, maybe it's in front of you, and are you saying no to yourself? And if you are, just say yes, right? I mean, what's stopping you?
Well, I mean, you certainly have made it so easy for people at $20, right, to get everything that they need in terms of that blueprint for them to start their own journey into health and well-being and reclaiming their wholeness. I mean,
amen.
God, it's like it's a no-brainer. This is, you know, time to follow your heart and what it is that you know that all of you is yearning for. Really beautiful. And I know also people are going to want to reach out and connect with you. How can they find you and how can they connect with you?
You can go to my website. It's drbrandyvictory.com. It's Dr. Brandy with a Y, victory like the cheer.com, drbrandyvictory.com. I do have some videos on there for some from patients that have been in our programs. And so you can hear what they have to say, how great it's been for them. It's a lot of fun. So you can contact us from our webpage, or you could email us at admin, at drbrandyvictory.com. Or you're even welcome to give us a call at 303-619-7766.
How fantastic. Well, you certainly have given us lots of ways to connect with you and start to really get that information. Like I said before, you know, stepping into a whole new world, a world really that you've been so instrumental in creating, Brandy. So again, I have to thank you for that. And I want to just welcome everyone to this new world of medicine.
Oh, yes.
New world of medicine. And do you know how this expands into the world? By us utilizing it, by us choosing the alternatives that have the ability to give us what we really need. And that is the blueprint for remembering, that our healing potential lies within us. Mm. And when we are supported by a healthcare professional like Brandy, we truly can heal body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah.
So thank you again, Brandy, for being here. And I look forward to you coming back and sharing with us the stories about you telling your patients that they are on somewhat of a shamanic healing journey as well. And yeah, and let's just all work together to usher this world in.
I love that. Thank you for helping me share the light, Marcy.
So welcome. And thank you again for being here. And thank you to our listeners for giving us your precious time, your energy, and of course, that great, big, wide, gorgeous heart of yours, because that's where all this truth is landing right here and right now. So we'll see you all soon. And yeah, can't wait to get your questions and comments for Dr. Brandy. Please leave them below or contact her directly. And we'll see you all soon. So much love to you all. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
And bye-bye, Brandy.
Bye.